Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Judy Walker and the All-Stars. That's called Shotgun. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Greg Powell is our guest. He's our new friend, but we're going to hang on to him. He's got a lot to teach us. His new book's called Better, Richer, Fuller, How to Build Your Financial House. We're talking about that very topic, how to differentiate folks, how to put partitions up between in whatever resources you have. How to make sure that you're allocating them in a way that maximizes your wealth potential and minimizes the chaos. That's kind of the way I see it, Greg. Thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. Give us the website.
Thank you. Thank you. You can go to yourfinancialhouse.com to learn more about the process and also about the book, Better, Richer, Fuller. And then also my firm's website is Five Plan Partners. FIPlanPartners.com, all one word.
All right, so check that out.
And understand how we use your financial house in our practice.
So build this blueprint for us.
Well, the thing is that the house symbolizes all the relationships in a person's life, as well as looks at a holistic approach. And then it walks you through each of the rooms, and I talk about this in the book as well, that from the standpoint, you start in the room of dreams where you start to talk about, you know, if money were no object and you knew you couldn't fail, what decisions would you make in your life? You know, when you were going to write that perfect script to your life going forward, what would it be like? And then from there, you go to the legacy room, which is about your values, values that you want to pass on to the relationships in your life that are so important, as well as how you want to be known. You know, legacies are created while you're alive, not after you die. And then from there, we move into the lifestyle room, not to put people on a budget, but to understand this is my lifestyle. This is how I live. This is how I want to reward myself after a hard day's work. And as a business owner, there's a lot of ways that business owners like to reward themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the standpoint of the wealth room is looking at all your assets and how they work together. It's amazing how many business owners have a lot of things scattered around. They have been so busy building the business that they haven't taken time to really pull all their assets together. And that can range from their insurance, the investments that they may have in the market. It may be properties that they own, and intellectual properties can be included in that as well. So it's a wide range. And then also to start forming the advisory team. So, you know, at Five Plan Partners, and using the Your Financial House process, we emphasize that you need to have someone that helps coordinate all the professionals in your life, the CPA, the estate attorney, the corporate attorney, to make sure that all your assets are working for you and that they've been set up properly. And then from there, you go to the upstairs where you have the Financial Opportunity Profile Room. And in that room, Jim, is where we talk about risk. Risk and return analysis, that is something our industry in the financial service industry has not, in my opinion, done a very good job of, because the thing is, anxiety will help people start to, you know, make decisions where they want to take more risk, and in reality, they may not need to take that much risk. As I like to say, if you had to choose between your money outperforming the S&P 500 index or your money achieving your dreams and goals, which hand, you know, would you pick? Which side of the equation would you pick?
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, in all these years I've been doing it, 30-plus years, no one's ever picked the S&P 500.
Right.
Yet the financial service industry, that's how they market so many of the investment products out
mm-hmm.
there. And that's the other thing
mm-hmm.
I want to point out about a financial blueprint, is that it doesn't talk about products, investment products. It talks about the person. It's your financial house. And, you know, at what rate of return do you need to get to your goals?
And all that changes as you go through your life, as you as you move from one stage of your life to the next, as you become older and things drop, you know, eventually your house would be paid for, and eventually, you know, the kids would be out of school, and you know,
right.
The things will change. You'll be closer to shuffling off this mortal coil. You have these different horizons, and that's what part of what the plan does as well. So,
and you talk about retirement, but there's a retirement fulfillment room, and I want to bring this up right quick. We've talked about children's heirs, estate planning, but in the retirement fulfillment room, that's a huge one because so many people talk about retiring, and the financial service industry will talk about planning for retirement. But here's the thing. Retirement fulfillment is a big issue, and men, business owners that are male, have a harder time of.
We don't want to turn loose. It's who we are. We identify that way.
Yeah, female business owners seem to have no problem with it. And all these years I've been doing it, they've been
very interesting.
It's hard enough for a business owner to retire, but then female business owners seem to find a lot of things to get involved with and know how to reinvent their lives.
Right.
But male business owners have.
That's right. It's our cave. You're not going to mess with our cave. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
this is why a lot of time spent building this house and being committed to it, devoted to it, will help you make that change a little easier. Hey, Greg, good job today. Will you come back?
Oh, definitely. It's an honor to be on your program, and you get rave reviews. and I just have thoroughly enjoyed being on here.
We'll get you back again real soon. Give us the website again, please.
Okay, it's yourfinancialhouse.com or fiveplanpartners.com, fiveplanpartners.com.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Come back soon.
Okay.
Quick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.